This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The U.S.'s top diplomat, Antony Blinken, touched down Wednesday in the Middle East to bolster efforts for a truce in the war in Gaza. Blinken met with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan in Jeddah. The State Department said Blinken and his Saudi counterpart discussed the urgent need to protect all civilians in Gaza and immediately increase humanitarian assistance to those in need. The Saudis announced a $40 million donation to the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees to support its humanitarian relief efforts in Gaza. The State Department says Blinken will then travel to Israel Friday, where he will discuss the need to ensure the defeat of Hamas in a way that protects the civilian population and does not hinder the delivery of humanitarian assistance. Global concern is mounted over the military conflict, now in its sixth month, in which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to destroy Hamas in response to its deadly attack by its fighters in southern Israel on October 7th. Israel's military said on Wednesday it had killed dozens of gunmen and arrested scores more in a raid on Gaza's Al-Shifa hospital. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Residents of Gaza City in the north described the most intense fighting for months around Al-Shifa. The raid, which began on Monday, sent Palestinians fleeing south. Israel faced fierce criticism last November when troops first raided the hospital. They uncovered tunnels they said had been used as command and control centers by Hamas. Al-Shifa, the Gaza Strip's biggest hospital before the war, is now one of the few even partly working in the north. It has also been housing displaced civilians. Hamas and medical staff deny that the hospital is used for military purposes or to shelter fighters.
That was Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. This is VOA News. The United States said Wednesday relations with Pakistan will suffer if it does not probe abnormalities in last month's election and rerun votes if needed. Donald Liu, the top U.S. diplomat for South Asia, told lawmakers the United States had serious concerns about the conduct of the February 8th election and ongoing disruptions of media and social media, including a prolonged shutdown of X, formerly known as Twitter. Istanbul police are now using some of the world's most expensive sports cars as part of Turkey's bid to crack down on organized crime. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Istanbul traffic police now boast some of the world's supercars. The cars are being seized in a nationwide crackdown on organized crime groups involved in narcotic smuggling and international money laundering. Analysts say Turkey's unique geography has made it an ideal center for international crime. Many of those arrested are international crime figures wanted by Interpol, coming from Europe, Asia, and the United States. Analysts say Turkey's lax financial controls have also made it attractive to organized crime. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Japanese baseball star Shohei Ohtani's interpreter and close friend has been fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers following allegations of illegal gambling and theft from Ohtani. The interpreter was let go from the team Wednesday following reports from the Los Angeles Times and ESPN about his alleged ties to an illegal bookmaker. A law firm said they discovered Ohtani had been the victim of a massive theft following media inquiries. ESPN reported that at least $4.5 million had been transferred from Ohtani's account to a Southern California gambling operation. News came just before Ohtani made his much-anticipated debut with the Dodgers in the team's season-opening game in South Korea. AP correspondent Gethin Kuba reports.
Shohei Ohtani's RBI single capped a four-run eighth-inning rally in his Dodgers debut, and Los Angeles beat the San Diego Padres 5-2 in Major League Baseball's season opener in Seoul. Ohtani went 2-for-5 in his first game since leaving the Los Angeles Angels for a record $700 million 10-year contract with the Dodgers. The game turned when a routine grounder went through the webbing of first baseman Jake Cronenworth's glove. A crowd of 15,952 was on hand to watch MLB's first game in South Korea. I'm Gethin Kulba.
International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers. We also keep you in touch with social media, science, and entertainment trends. That's VOA's International Edition. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.